Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Pell, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening to the iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm Radio, Podbean, and if you're listening to the podcast and I have not mentioned the platform you're listening to, please let us know and drop us a line. Hope you're having a great start to your week, and today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/getorganized. And, of course, later I will be sharing my audiobook selection of the week. Well, tonight our topic is Organize for Success, and our guest is G. Brian Benson, who is the author of the number one best-selling Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar. And, of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for the week. And my question for the week was, name something you would like to achieve in your career or life. And someone on Twitter, PJ Thomas, shared with me, she wants to learn how to knit. So continue to share. I posted this question on Twitter, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. So when you have a moment to share, I would love to know what you would like to accomplish in your career and your life at this point. So before I share with you my interview with our guest today, I just wanted you to know that people with written goals are 50% more likely to achieve their goals. A whopping 92% of New Year goals fail by January 15th, 15 days after. Only 3% of adults write down their goals on paper, and setting a goal is the first and crucial step in turning the invisible into the visible. So I want you to remember that. But our guest, G. Brian Benson's mission is to wake up the world and consciousness through thought-provoking media that inspires. In 2008, Brian followed a hunch and left his family business, stepping into the unknown. Ever since, inspiration has followed. Letting intuition be his guide, he began to step out of his comfort zone, and unexpected paths and talents started to emerge, such as writing, acting, and crafting stories. Tapping into the emerging creativity, Brian began his own hero's journey of self-realization and growth, which continues to influence his empowering and inspiring books, films, and presentations. Brian, an award-winning and number one best-selling author, radio host, actor, filmmaker, and TEDx speaker, knows the value of trusting intuition and wants to share his own personal journey of self-growth, discovery, and accomplishment to help others reconnect with their own personal truths to live an authentic and fulfilling life. As a four-time Ironman triathlete and cross-country bicycle, Bryant knows the value of hard work and never giving up on his dreams, a message he shares with audience through each of his creative expressions. Brian's new book, the number one best-selling Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar, through Mango Publishing, of course, is available on Amazon, and he lives in Los Angeles, California. So now I am going to share my interview with G. Brian Benson. Well, hello, listeners, and it is June, and, you know, 6 months have just, like, passed before our eyes, but I wanted to have a guest on here because a lot of times at the beginning of the year, we set all of these goals and things that we want to do, and I wanted to have somebody on here who actually wrote about how we can have success. And I have with me G. Bryant Benson, who is the author of Habits of Success. So welcome, Bryant.
Thank you, Janet. It's a pleasure.
So, Bryant, what made you write the book?
Wow. It's a culmination. I'll try to make this short. It's a culmination of the last 10 years of my life after I left my family business, really kind of into the unknown. And it's just kind of me sitting in almost like the observer's perch, documenting and watching my own self-growth and self-awareness process over the last, over the last 10 years, and paying attention to what worked for me and what didn't work. And, it's just the journey, my hero's journey. And, you know, I've been very blessed. I mean, a lot of things happened to me that I had no idea were going to happen. I really didn't know what I was going to do. And since I left, you know, through just listening to my intuition and, you know, stepping out of my comfort zone, I've written 5 books and, you know, gotten into acting and been really blessed with a lot of fun, creative projects that I'm able to share positive media and content, you know, into the world. And so it's just really kind of me paying attention to what worked and what got me here.
So how do you define success? Because I've watched some of your videos, which are wonderful, and it's, you know, interesting
you.
How you said you took that turn, you know, you left the business and you found a whole nother area that you love and you enjoy doing. So how do you really define success?
Well, I think it continues to evolve. I mean, early on, I think a lot of us, we'll look at success, we'll think about success and it'll be maybe financial success or, you know, a particular job or position in a company or what have you. And, you know, I'm no different. I would love to have my books sell a lot of copies and try to hopefully make a difference for people in the world. But as I've gone along, I set myself up a few different times with some of the projects that I released, and probably my expectations were maybe greater than I was ready for. And it led to quite a bit of disappointment. Even though I created an amazing thing that did help people, it's just that I didn't allow it to breathe and kind of get out there, you know, on the timeline that it was supposed to. So with that being said, anymore, I just try to define success as just enjoying the ride, enjoying the journey, you know, being creative, enjoying the process of creation and sharing. And, you know, and this is a completely different idea of success, but I really think it's so important. I think we are all successful in so many different ways, but we just don't define it as being successful. Anybody who wants to work on themselves to become a better person, that's a success. You know, I mean, there's anybody who's trying to be the best parent that they can be, that's success. So, you know, I think I ended up starting, I have a success jar that I write little notes on every day for just a little things that we might even, you know, originally thought of as being successful. And it helps me keep myself in that mindset and mind frame that I am successful in a lot of different ways. And I want to try to, you know, reframe that for other folks as well.
And, you know, as you were talking, Bryant, I was thinking about, you know, my dream after I got out of college, what I thought success was going to be. And it was going to be a buyer, because I have a degree in fashion merchandising. So I was going to move to New York and be a buyer. And then when I got into it, it was like, I got to work every holiday and I've got to live heavy stuff. It was like, and who knew that years later I would be doing what I do. And like you said, you know, everybody has to define success differently. And like you, one of the things I do now, because it was like, I was always looking at something being a success, but then when I started journaling little things that I do that I felt were a success to me, it changed my whole perspective. So I appreciate you for just, you know, writing that book, but and also sharing, you know, what you do and how you've done it. So, You know, if somebody feels, you know, how can a person feel, or, you know, what can they do to feel that some things that they achieve in their lives are successful? Like, what can people do that maybe right now somebody, you know, is like, oh my gosh, you know, I haven't done anything, but, you know, I look at people who have taken on the challenge and raised like 6 children. I'm like, that's a success right there. I mean,
heck yeah.
So,
well, I think one thing that really is important for people to keep in the back of their mind is not to compare themselves with other people. And social media has really messed this up in that regard, because we're seeing that every day, and it's like we're comparing our worst with their best, because most of the time people just post their best on social media. So just try not to compare yourself, and just know that, you know, it's your journey, and just like I had mentioned prior, and you had mentioned, just really examine your daily life and look at all the little things that you're doing that, you know, that aren't, that we take for granted, that aren't necessarily easy, like raising kids, or, you know, making an extra effort to do something for somebody else, or just being open to learning and becoming the best version of yourself you can be. So there's just so many different ways that we are successful. You know, going to the gym can be successful, or is successful.
And Brian, I did like your YouTube video, and I do not know the name of it, but it was the one where you were in the restaurant. And
Searching for Happiness.
Yeah, and it was just like you looked at things from one perspective, but then after you really looked at this, it was like, wow. And then you just had a whole different mindset by the end, and it was so wonderful. It was like, yes, that's what you're really conveying to people out there through your work, not only your written work, but also your videos as well.
Thank you. You know, Searching for Happiness, I'm proud of that. It, you know, everything that I've done has just been an extension of my own self-growth process, all the books, all the films, all the videos, you name it. And that, I suppose, there was a part of me that was searching for happiness. And you know, intellectually, we all know that it comes from inside of us, but yet we still try to fill those voids in different ways. And the character that I played is even reading a book called Searching for Happiness, but yet he's just not getting it. But the crux of the film is he's witnessing lots of random acts of kindness. And the film is black and white, but when those people interact and, you know, perform that random act or receive that act, they colorize. And it just, I just wanted to emphasize how important it is to connect with others and to be of service, because that really does really fill us up, you know, with joy and fulfillment. And that is definitely one way to tap into true happiness, sustaining happiness.
Yeah. And the one I remember was the woman who was, she was trying to pay for whatever she purchased and she just couldn't find the whatever. And the gentleman at the other table was like, no, I got this. And, you know, the whole time he's smiling. And even after he did, he's still smiling. And it was like, and even your part in when the woman, you know, she got, I guess, disoriented and she dropped the ring. And how, you know, you just went out of your way to just track her down. And it was like you really didn't know what that meant to her, but you know, all these little things were going through my mind of assuming like, wow, you know, that was something, blah, blah. So, you know, just doing some things like that. And I think those moments can be a success to us because, yes, we may have, you know, helped somebody hold on to a keepsake that meant the world to them. So, So that was a really, really good video. I enjoyed that. So,
thank you,
Brian. And all that you do, because you know, you've written all the books, you've done all the videos, you're producing, so, and of course you have your personal life. So do you have a tip that you can share with the listeners on just how you seem to do it all?
Well, wow. There's a lot of different things that I've become aware of and that have kind of started to make a part of my life. But I think ultimately, I think if we're open to continue to learn and grow, that is the most important thing that we can do. Because as we do that, I think as we become more self-aware, we start heading down toward that ultimate road of learning how to truly love and accept ourselves. And I think once we get to that place, everything else is going to fall into place, because prior to that, we look outside of ourselves for that. You know, we fill the voids in a variety of different ways, whether it's, you know, getting into a relationship to, you know, hope that someone rescues you and, you know what I mean, brings your happiness where it needs to come from within. And, you know, just a lot of different things we do that kind of just waste time, you know what I mean? And just be open to continue to learn and grow. And you can make it fun. I mean, just really focus on trying to be hyper aware of your surroundings and how you feel about things when they happen to you, and just kind of do a little bit of investigative work depending on your moods and your feelings, and just follow it and shine some light on some of those areas that might be a little bit uncomfortable. Because the more that we can do that, and that I've found for myself, is that I continue to release, you know, that extra weight that I've been carrying around of trying to be someone that I'm not. And as I become lighter and feel more, you know, free, it's the best, you know, and it just allows me to really, you know, shine my authentic light out into the world. And I think ultimately that's what we all want to do.
Yeah. And I agree, Brian, because sometimes I think, like you said, it's being our authentic self, but it's also being open to learn and just being free. And one of the things, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times right now they're actually young adults, but I would always spend a lot of time with my godchildren when they were teenagers, and people could not understand why, but it was like, you know, yes, they know I'm the adult, but also I allow them to have conversations, but I also let them know that Aunt Gina doesn't know everything. You know, we'll go into because they are at the, they've been in a world where technology has just been a part of it. So that has not been my world. So when we go out, like we went out one place and we had to order, of course, now you don't even order when you talk to somebody. You got to do it on the screen. And my godson's like, I got it, Aunt Jen. What do you want? Do you want something on the side? Do you want, okay, so what kind? I was like, oh, okay, all right. I like having you guys with me. So like you said, it's like, hey, it's like, you know, yeah, I'm the adult here, but you know what? This is not my area of expertise, and I get a little sweaty because I'm like, I get confused. And they were like, we got to start doing it. So you're right. It's just like releasing, being your authentic self, but then that just leads to other things just opening up for you as well. Wow. So, Brian.
We all have something to teach one another.
And that is so true. And I hope that, you know, this conversation with you hopefully will open the eyes of somebody else going, hey, I don't have to know it all, and I don't have to be a know-it-all. It's like allow yourself to be, hey, I don't know this. Can you show me? So, and it helps us all. We're all, you know, I like to think of us, we're all one big village community. So
I agree.
Yeah, so. Well, Brian, you know, I could talk to you forever. But I know you've got a schedule, so. How can listeners get in contact with you? And most of all, how can they get a copy of your book?
Oh, thank you. Well, my website is gbrianbenson.com, and they can get a direct link to the Amazon page for the book via habitsforsuccessbook.com.
And listeners, as you know, with all guests, I have a direct link to their website on the show page. So, Brian, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with my listeners.
No, it was my pleasure. Thank you, Janet.
And as I always share, that you can find a direct link to the guest website on the show page. And I repeat, you can find a direct link to our guest's website on the show page. So, our sponsor, Audible, has also got listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio programs. And all you have to do is download a title for free and start listening. It is that easy. You just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And my audiobook selection for this week is Think in Systems. I repeat, Think and systems. And of course, if you follow me via social media, you will also find a link and more details in regards to that audiobook. So, of course, if you are tired of living with piles from year to year, if you're ready to find things the first time you look, and if you want to better manage your time and your life, then join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It's a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of your organizing challenges and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. And for an investment of only $7 a month, you will receive access to personal strategies from me, live organizing strategies Q&A sessions, and, of course, you'll get to see product reviews, and et cetera. And what I love about the group is the members of the group will post a video. I like videos, but they'll post pictures and they post videos. And when they post videos, I love it because they give me a narrative, and I will come on and I will give them strategies because I am their accountability coach, and I will tell them how to get from point A to point B. And then once they finish that segment, then how to get to the next segment. So I am their accountability partner. I am their personal organizer on the journey to living an organized life. So all you have to do is go to my website at janetmtaylor.com, click on the Get My Life Totally Organized group, read the details. For the first 30 days, it's only $1. After that, it's $7 a month. But for $7 a month, you get access to me. So please check it out. And, of course, I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your tweets, your sharing. And, of course, always check out my Pinterest board. And on my Pinterest board, check out your workspace. It'll show you some strategies and some ways to organize that workspace of yours, whether it's outside the home or in the home. Well, of course, today is Monday, and you know what tomorrow is. It is Toss It Tuesday. So but I want you to schedule time to delete those apps, do emails, and all those other things cluttering your devices, whether they're photos, et cetera. Again, schedule time to delete the apps, the emails, and other items cluttering your devices. That's what I would like for you to do on Toss It Tuesday. So now I want to move on to my app suggestion, my product suggestion, and, of course, my repurpose suggestion. My app suggestion is Think Up. It's a positive affirmations app to help reduce stress, build positivity, and help you overcome mental health challenges. My repurpose suggestion is to take simple things, like maybe some bathroom accessories, like I have some cup holders for toothbrushes, and I actually now use them for my pens and pencils. Or you can use shutters, and you can use them to place post-it notes or little notes, et cetera. So there's so many ways that you can use items that are in your home, your garage, your basement, your attic, repurpose them, and help you on your journey to getting organized. And my product suggestion this week is that it is Peanut Butter Cookie Day. This week will be celebrated Peanut Butter Cookie Day. I got to make sure I find out when it exactly is so I can get some peanut butter cookies. But my suggestion is to use a lid organizer to organize those cookie sheets. So if you go on the show page, you click the link, and it will take you to that item. So my app suggestion is Sync Up. My product suggestion is, of course, a lid organizer, which you can find on my Amazon shop. And my repurpose suggestion is using either bathroom accessories or some shutters, and you can use them throughout your home or even in your office. My quote for the week is, success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of what you are doing or learning to do. Success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of what you are doing or learning to do. Well, I'm excited because we are in the middle of June, and next week we'll be talking about ergonomics. with Felicia Wallace Benton. Then I am going to be talking about how to jumpstart the third quarter organized. Next month, I'm already lining up some of my guests. Next week, I will be sharing some of those guests and topics with you. I'm excited. And, of course, I'm excited because right now I'm in the chat room, so the chat room looks a little bit different, but I'm excited. So I was just in there checking it out, and it looks great, so I'm going to start getting in the chat room. I know I've changed the time of the show. It's a little bit earlier. It's 6:30 and not 8 o'clock, and I've reduced it. So I've reduced it to like 30 minutes, but I figured it's nice and compact. So you get all the information you need to help you on your journey to living an organized life. Now, if there is a topic, if there is a subject, or even if there is a guest, always go to my website at janetmtaylor.com, click on the contact page, and just let me know if there's a topic or if there's a guest or if it's an offer or even if there's a product you want me to check out. Just go to my website and just let me know. Because I want to help you on your journey to living an organized life. I am excited because coming up in the fall, I'm going to be doing a three-part estate planning series with Rosalind B. Morris, who is a guest, and she will be coming back soon just to kind of share with you what she will be talking about. But we're going to talk about estate planning because we feel it is necessary for people to understand what an estate plan is, understand the importance of it, and understand what the elements of it are. And we're going to be talking about three generations. We're going to be talking about ourselves, people in our generation, our parents, you know, having that conversation with them, making sure they have their stuff in order, and then the next generation as well. So that's one of the things. And, of course, now I pulled together the video production team, so we plan on doing some things in that arena as well. So I'm really looking forward to a lot of wonderful and exciting things I have coming to you to help you even more as you strive to live that organized life. So I thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate each and every one of you. I want you to continue to have a great week. I want you to continue to have an organized week. And I will see you and hear you soon.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.